tonight is one of those times where we gather as a church in which our hearts are broken. And so we come before our God humbled, often with questions, and rightfully so. But we are fortunate that we serve a God who is mighty and yet compassionate, and who loves us dearly. And we put our trust that Mackenzie stands in his arms tonight. Will you join with me in prayer? Our loving Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time when our hearts are troubled, for you are our refuge and our strength. We thank you for Mackenzie, for all that she has meant to those who love her. And as we now entrust her into your mercy, we pray that you will speak the word of comfort to those who mourn. Surround them with your unfailing love, and may your peace be theirs in this hour of distress. Grant them courage and strength to face the days ahead, and in the moments of loneliness, may they be aware of your supporting care. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that there is a place in your kingdom for every child. Let the little children come unto me, you said, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And we thank you for those words of comfort at this time. We thank you for the love that has surrounded Mackenzie as she has grown, for the tender moments that have been shared within the family circle, and for the joy that she has brought. We sorrow that she has been taken so soon, but rejoice that she, along with us, is an heir of all your precious promises. Comfort especially, we pray, her parents and loved ones who so deeply mourn today, and grant them strength and courage and hope as they entrust Mackenzie into your eternal love and care. May your peace, which passes all understanding, keep guard over our hearts and minds. May it be so, Lord. Amen. This evening, we're going to just share time in which we can share in both prayer and scripture and with each other. And so, if you have a Bible and would like to turn with me, our first reading this evening is from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. 2 Corinthians. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of comfort, whom comforts us all in our times of trouble, so that we may comfort those in trouble with the comfort we have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. Amen. If you are following along in your program, we're going to take just a little deviation from that. I passed out amongst you a set of song lyrics to a beautiful song entitled Whispering Hope. We're going to share that together this evening.
Can't I see?
Probably not.
We can on the piano.
They can see.
Oh.
The lyrics.
Can y'all read and sing along? Can we have a little bit of light?
Sorry. Thank you.
Proverbs is very clear about singing songs to a sorrowful heart. You're not supposed to do it. And yet our traditions do have music that has comfort for times when we're visited by evil. So if you can help me.
Till the darkness is over.
just a short time for anyone who wishes to share this evening. Feel free to either stand where you're at or come forward, whichever you prefer, and take this time now to share memories and thoughts for Mackenzie. I was going to read from a transcript of a radio program that came out this morning, I believe, through the Sitka radio station and then rebroadcast on KFSK. And I was actually fortunate enough to find an audio file of it, and so I'm going to play that for you now. And it's for me, a very moving article in which we hear the words of Mackenzie's father.
Basketball ran in Mackenzie Howard's family. Her mother, Marla Howard, plays the game, and her father, Kip Howard, is a veteran of Southeast Alaska's annual gold medal tournament. He says his daughter wanted to follow in those footsteps.
She says, "Mom, you're a baller, and my dad's a baller. So that must mean I'm going to be a super baller." And that was the joy to hear from her.
At 13 years old, Mackenzie was looking forward to the day that she'd be able to play on the JV or varsity squads at Cake High School. And her dad says she took an interest in college basketball, too. Mackenzie's inspiration was Brittany Griner, a 6'8" senior who plays for Baylor.
She enjoyed when she got to watch her play, and then she would run downstairs and make a pose and say, "Brittany Griner." But, yeah, she was dreaming of going to Baylor University and to be the next Brittany Griner.
For her dad, the fun was in watching her play. On a road trip to Kluwak, Mackenzie played on a team of all boys against another team of all boys. Her dad told her that it would make her better, and he says she bought into it. Not that it was always easy to watch her take that advice.
I was sitting on the bench. She was playing defense, I think, and the kid ran her over and then stepped on her and trampled on her. My first reaction was I jumped off of the bench and I took two steps toward the court, and then I stopped. I looked back at my wife and I told her, "These bleachers need seatbelts." And my baby got right up off of the floor and continued playing as hard as she was.
Those good memories are what Kip Howard says he and his family will hold on to as they wait for answers to their questions about exactly what happened. The night Mackenzie didn't come home, Kip Howard got a handheld floodlight and went searching. The Howard family is well known in Cake, a city of about 600 people some 40 miles northwest of Petersburg. Kip Howard is the fire chief, and he captains the city's search and rescue boat. He says because Cake is a close-knit community, the tragedy of Mackenzie's death reverberates throughout the city.
My mom is still alive down south, and I have several sisters. But since I've been here in Cake, the folks here have been my mother, my grandmothers, my sisters, my brothers, my uncles, my nephews. This is my family.
Mackenzie had several siblings, 3 brothers and 5 sisters. Many family members traveled back to Cake upon hearing the news. Condolences have also poured in from throughout the community, the Alaskan Panhandle, and friends across the state and country.
Too many to respond to. All I could think of was thank you. Thank you.
Reporting from Sitka, I'm Ed Ronka.
Now we're going to share in just a few moments of silent meditation and prayer for Mackenzie's family, just before Pastor Bob comes and speaks to us. Yeah.
I was pondering what scripture to read when I was sitting there a few minutes ago, I remembered one in Revelation, and the reason I want to share it was that it came at a time when the church was being persecuted, and the church was in shock to watch so many of the people of the church die violent deaths at the hands of the Romans. So it seems fitting. Revelation says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first earth and the first heaven had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Now the dwelling of God is with men and women, and he will live with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" Let us pray. Lord, this evening here and in Cake and in many places, emotions rise like the tide, unstoppable and overwhelming. Emotions of sorrow, of hearts hurting so bad we don't know if they will continue to beat. Feelings of loss and feelings of anger, the violent end of so beautiful a child. So Lord, we pray for you to come to family and friends and bring the one emotion and truth that we need abidingly tonight and in the days to come. And that is hope. Knowing that McKinsey is in your kingdom, where there's no sorrow, or pain, or crying, or violence, where the memories of her end are whisked away forever, and now she knows peace and joy, fullness of life we cannot even begin to dream of on this earth, where she knows your love, your abiding presence and protection, and gentleness and kindness. For the gathering of family and friends here, for the gathering of family and friends in Cake, and in many, many places, Lord, we pray for hope, hope of your kingdom, for McKinsey in this very hour. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
This time for those here to lift up words of prayer for the family and for the community in Cake as you feel led.
Heavenly Father, we just pray for the Howard family this evening. We know that this cannot be an easy time for them. And yet, Lord, we pray that you would just provide them with a comfort and peace that goes beyond anything that we could ever understand, because we know that it only comes from you. Lord, we pray that you would surround them with family and friends and fill them with the love and the joy that they shared with McKenzie. We just pray that your presence would be felt in their home, in their lives, and in all that they do.
Lord, I would pray for friends to go to comfort the family, for the pastors and spiritual leaders, that when they are there, that you would give them the words to say to bring comfort and hope in these very difficult days. Be with all those, Lord, who seek to be instruments of your hope and comfort, that, Lord, through their words and very presence, may your healing hope abide.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
I think it's quite easy for us to see that a tragedy such as this does not only affect the family, but that it goes out and that people from all walks of life are touched. As we've been preparing for this evening, we've been looking and following along on different people's posts on the internet and elsewhere. And this evening, there are groups just like this meeting not only all across the state of Alaska, but even into the lower 48. There are family members and friends and just people who felt touched by this event, whether they even had any relationship or connection to the family. Their hearts were broken over this loss. And so as we've lit candles here tonight, there are candles being lit, essentially around the world. While it is a sad loss, it is one that we feel as a nation of believers. And so this evening we gather and we offer up prayers now for the community of Cake, which Mackenzie's father called his family. And so we just take time to lift up that town and its people tonight. So if you'd join with me. Heavenly Father, it is said that it takes a village to raise a child. And yet an entire village is touched at the loss of a child. And so, Lord, we just pray for the town of Cake and for all those who live there. Lord, we ask that in this time of loss and grief and sorrow, you would build this community, that you would allow the people of this town to gather together, to stand arm in arm, and to be united despite such a terrible loss. Lord, we would just pray that you would put your blessing upon Cake and each of its inhabitants as now they continue to heal. We pray for your special touch over that place, that you would place your anointing upon it. We thank you, Father, because we know that as our heart breaks over hearing of something like this, so does yours. We know that you loved Mackenzie dearly, just as you love each one of us and each one of the inhabitants of Cake. And so we just pray, Father, that you would send your loving touch upon each one and allow them to be comforted by having come to you this time. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. For our benediction this evening, we're going to be reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, a passage that reminds us that even though there are times in which we have sorrow and pain, that they too pass, and that there is a time for joy as well. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. May God bless each one of you as you go from this place. May God bless the family and friends of Mackenzie Howard. In his precious, loving name, amen. Go with God.